Here it is, another episode of the Infinite Banter Podcast. What is going on? My name is Mark Jolliffe, also known as DJ Soundwave. Thanks for checking out the show. Really excited to bring this one to you today. Got some songs coming up from the new album from The Crux. That's really him and Puzzle. And Puzzle himself is on the show today to talk about this album and all the work they've done with different artists that are on this album. So really looking forward to bringing you guys conversation with him as well as the songs we'll play from that album. But before we do that, in the words of KRS-One, here are some words from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by the NBA Store. A new year brings the start of a new NBA season. Suit up with the latest gear to show your support for your team. Mine being the Bulls. I need some new gear. We may be sidelined from going to the arena, but that doesn't mean you can't watch basketball from your couch in style. We are teaming up with the NBA and Podgo to bring our listeners up to 75% off on selected items. Yes, you heard that right. Go to podgo.co/NBA for up to 75% off selected items from the NBA store. The NBA, where amazing happens. You're tuned into the Infinite Banter Podcast. Thanks for checking it out. As always, I appreciate it. New listeners, old listeners, and whatever's in between. Big shout out to my last guest, Reese, who was on. Just really honored. I mean, again, I've said this in the last episode. It's why I do this show, is to get a chance to talk to people that I really respect and are fans of. And it was just a real honor to have her on. So definitely go check her out. Cop her merch for the 20-year anniversary of that landmark album of hers, How I Do. Been playing that all week. It's one of those albums I could play over and over again. There's no skipping. All the tracks are just as good as they were 20 years ago. So definitely appreciate her time coming on the show. If you have not heard that episode, go back and check it out. On today's episode, we're going to talk to my man Puzzle. He's a videographer. He's done a lot of other work with artists doing videos and such. And he and Really Him have put together an album called The Crux. You're going to hear a couple songs from it on here. It is really good. I mean, there's just so many songs on here. It's hard just to pick one or two to play in a podcast. And there's so many great guests. And we'll get into that when we do the interview with him. And you'll hear us talk about it. But yeah, really, really appreciate him coming on. And you're going to love hearing about these songs and this album and what he's been doing to put out this material. So definitely look forward to bringing that to you guys here. One more thing I'm going to do also. Unfortunately, you know, one of the Fat Boys passed away. Prince Marky D, rest in peace. I'll talk about it a little bit more at the end, but the reason I'm bringing it up here is that I did get a chance to talk to Kool Rock Ski, who is now the last living member of the Fat Boys, about a year and a couple months ago. If you haven't heard that episode, go back. It's episode 25. What I'm going to do is at the end of the interview with Puzzle, I'll play about 5 to 6 minutes of a couple of questions and answers that we talked about during that podcast. And just wanted to bring him back just to kind of pay homage to Marky D and play a couple of cuts where he talks about the Fat Boys and Prince Marky D in particular. So definitely check those out at the end of the episode here. Really, really sucks, you know, losing too many icons here of late. So as always, check out the show on all digital platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, Blueberry, Spotify, usual places. Find it on Apple Podcasts. If you go on there, feel free to rate and review the show. You can go on YouTube. You can type in Infinite Banter. You'll find clips from past guests. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Infinite Banter. All right, let's go ahead and get this thing started. Let's talk to my man Puzzle. But before we do that, before we do anything, you know how it goes. It never officially begins until the one and only Devastating Mic Controller, DMC, says these words.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, the K-I-N-G, the greatest MC in history. And right now, you're listening to Infinite Banter, because we will banter on forever, because this is the only place for all of y'all to ever be. I be Infinite Banter.
And as usual, whenever I have a music guest on, I like to play a song before they come on with the interview. So here we go. This is off the new album from The Crux, from Puzzle and Really Him. This song is featuring Willie the Kid. It's called Ezekiel Flow. There's a video for it and everything, and we'll talk about it in the interview, but definitely seek it out. Go on YouTube, check out the video, and you'll hear the song right here. This is the first single off their new album, The Crux. Banger, without a doubt. Ezekiel Flow with Willie the Kid from The Crux, Really Him, and Puzzle. And we'll talk to Puzzle on the other side of this on the Infinite Banter Podcast.
We're not just ordinary people. If I told you their names, I'm not going to tell you their names. But if I did, I think you'd sleep soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. TCP. Hey yo, another rap about my cat, I'm out in Gatlinburg, overlooking mountain ranges and feel the strangest. gracious, pleasant. Hezekiah flow benevolent. I lay hands, I'm never hesitant. Shots ring out, has the lights riddling your key, a major key. Never wager what you can't afford to lose it be. The dumbest niggas with a lot to say. I shot the J like Dr. J, metaphorically speaking. I mean, it's obvious we not the same thing, that's evident. We'll lead the kids a different specimen, rare species, plastic bag for your feces. Don't be facetious, I can't believe you niggas. Utterly egregious, disgusted. I'm not surprised though, I'm in a high rise, bro. You dudes look very small, if not at all visible, minuscule to the naked eye. My lady friends get naked the very second I request it. Vanessa William vibes, I finessed it. Another rap about my sex life, bitch, you guessed it. OG, no Maco, pull a Mac out the tackle box. Gangsta Mac, push a Beijing back to fly, fly. Don't be acting like you don't know. Don't be acting like you don't know. Cause y'all know. I can't believe you niggas, man. Y'all know. Believe you niggas, man. Acting like you don't know. Don't be acting like you don't know. For sure.
Yo, this your boy Moff, checking on Infinite Banter with my man DJ Soundwave.
You're tuned into the Infinite Banter podcast. I'm DJ Soundwave, and right now I'm joined by a manager, executive producer, director, videographer, man of all types of traits. He has worked with West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, Alchemist, and along with Syracuse producer Really Him, the new album, The Crux, is out right now. Welcome to the Infinite Banter podcast, representing the Diggers crew, the one and only Puzzle. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Good, good, good. Appreciate you coming on, man. It's an honor to talk to you, dude.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
No doubt, no doubt. For people who are not familiar with your work, you know, talk about how you got, you know, started doing, you know, videos and such, and what's your background?
I started off as a producer back in the day, and kind of like from there, I started managing an artist that I kind of was producing for. And he once I moved, because I'm originally from Syracuse, New York. Once I moved to Atlanta and was around a few people and, you know, building my resources up, the artist asked me to manage him for a few years and helped him along. He ended up getting a deal. And after that situation ended, I kind of transitioned to the Diggers. I started that as a blog first. And then in 2016, we started shooting videos. So shout out to my partner, Tyler.
No doubt.
Yeah. The artist that I was managing at the time first was Stove God Cooks. So after that, and in the transition to the Diggers, I was always in touch with BA. And I knew Moff, and, you know, we kind of were building some stuff, going back and forth on, you know, just working on music. And, you know, we kind of like linked up on executive producing, managing their stuff. And you know.
Yeah. Syracuse is coming up, man. I mean, Moff, he's been on the show before as well. Really, really putting hip hop on the map. There's a lot of good music and things coming out of Syracuse.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's definitely a lot of talent there.
What's the first video you worked on?
probably something in Atlanta that was like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the first artist that probably had some momentum probably was Willie the Kid, I believe.
Oh, right.
And like Willie the Kid and V-Don, we worked with them like real early, from our early stages. And then from there, it kind of spawned into, you know, everybody that, you know, like the videos that we did for them kind of started hitting us up.
And speaking of Willie the Kid, you know, we played the song in the podcast here. Hezekiah Flow, talk about that song. And of course, the video. Where was that shot? Was that shot in Atlanta too?
Yeah, it was shot in Atlanta. You know, Willie's in Atlanta a lot. So we ended up shooting that for the Crux project. And we shot another vid with him for his Capital Gains project. So it's kind of like a 2-for-1. But yeah, that was shot in Atlanta. I reached out to him. You know, Really Him sent me the beat. And I heard Willie all over it. So I pitched it to him, sent him the track. He you know, he liked it and said he'll do it. So you know, we made it happen.
And that's the first single from the album, The Crux. And that's just a straight banger, man. What's been the reaction to the album and especially that song and the video?
Well, that, you know, we had to lead with it because we leaked it to a few people, you know, and everybody was said the same thing you said, like, oh, man, this is a banger. Willie really was really he loved it. So we're like, let's just put it out. And we've been getting great feedback.
And talk about the concept of this album. I mean, the cover is crazy. You know, you got all the people in the robes out in the, was that like the Stonehenge area? It's just the vibe of it. It's not an album, after hearing it a couple times, that you could just like cherry pick a song or two and be like, oh, these are the songs and the rest. It's, you got to hear the whole thing in its entirety because there's like a vibe to it, man.
Yeah, yeah. That was definitely on purpose to, we you know, going into it, we were trying to make the most cohesive project that we could possibly could, given the fact that we're working with so many artists. The concept between the, with the cover, we were just trying to, you know, do something like totally different. And I felt like me and him working with each other is like the definition of the crux. Just the defining moment of something dope to come, you know. We'll be dropping more projects, probably going to be doing a Crux part two soon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that'll be probably just turned into a series. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming and planning on more stuff. So yeah,
and talk about hooking up with Really Him. How did you guys first meet up?
Again, you know, living in Syracuse, we always knew each other. He was producing the same time I was. Syracuse is a smaller city, so like we're all like kind of competition,
right,
in a way. But we, you know, we saluted each other every time we saw each other. It was never any issues with us. We just never worked. And then, you know, him working with BA kind of all made sense for us to just kind of link up as like more of a team coming out of Syracuse and more or less having the same goals and trying to get to the same place. So we had that conversation, and the Crux idea was born.
And salute to Mafiosa. He was on the show, I want to say like in September last year. Maf is just a beast, and he's on two tracks on here. Talk about working with him and how you guys hooked up.
Yeah, man, same kind of thing. Like, we, you know, it's kind of like we're a lot alike. I have been watching him for a while. And, you know, seeing him online, saying different things and just, you know, commenting and jumping in his inbox, just talking to him about music and there's different ideas. And we just decided to work. But yeah, he's crazy, man. Like his energy is definitely unmatched. I say, like, he's somebody that if he's performing somewhere, you know, I would suggest to go before him and not after.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure,
man. Yeah, he comes across just on record, of course, is like just relentless. So I can't even imagine in person on a stage and the whole thing. Yeah, it's probably times 10.
Yeah, definitely. You really get to see, like, you know, the music speaks. You know what I'm saying? I know every artist tries to relay their best on the track, but like, you know, some people you really get it when you see him. He's one of those, like, when if you see him live, you'll really get it and you'll really feel him,
man. Hopefully this COVID goes away sooner rather than later so we could actually go to shows again and do stuff live. I kind of miss that, man. I'm sure you guys do too.
Yeah, it really slowed things down for a lot of people.
Did you have any work on Collection Plate as far as like the artwork or anything like that for Moth?
The Collection Plate, not really. You know, we were in communications, but that kind of was all him.
Yeah, that cover's sick too. By the way, it's like,
but no, yo, he killed it. You know,
yeah.
My fan BA is, you know, they're really hands on with a lot of stuff. You know, we all communicate very well. If, you know, we'll bounce ideas off of each other. But yeah, you know, for the Collection Plate, that definitely was Moth.
Without a doubt. And like I said, he's got two songs on this album. Let's talk about Malibu. A song right there. He's just going right at you with the lyrics and coming at you with that one.
Yeah. He went nuts. So we sent him the track. We sent him a couple and he picked that one. And he was like, hey, yo, check your email like a couple days later. I was like, damn, you done already? You know what I'm saying? I was like, shit, yeah, man, I'm going to the studio getting this mix down right now.
He didn't play around. Sometimes I'm guessing some guys just get inspired right away and they don't want to let it sit too long and fester before, you know, they don't have that fresh idea in their head. Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely a workhorse. If he likes the track, it's not going to take him too long.
No, that when he was on here, he was selling shirts. He's like, I gotta sell some more shirts, man. I'll be right back. He's like, he's always working, man.
Yep. For real, that's my in a nutshell.
Man, it's crazy. And another track he's on, and there's a couple others on this one as well. Rare Moments with Adonis, 448 Brad. Talk about that track.
Yeah. So you know that again had a beat that song originally had like it was different people on it. We kind of like rearranged it after we were putting the track list down, and just the feel of it. It just felt better with, you know, them three. Once we changed a few things around and did a few things to the beat, it was like we knew we had something. And that song itself is getting a lot of love, too. That like that's another one that everybody kind of gravitates to.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, you know, when I saw the track listing and I saw my man Planet Asia on there, like my eyes got all big. I'm like, whoa. Let me check this one out. Roots of Nazareth. That's another one, just right at you. You know, Planet Asia is one of the legends in the game too. So, what was it like working with him?
Yeah, for real, man. It was an honor, man. I was real happy that he was, you know, that we got him on there. Definitely the homie. Yeah, man. I really feel like he's super underrated too. Like I think he's.
Oh yeah, that album with Apollo Brown is sick. Anchovies and everything he's done. Of late, yeah, is just like, he doesn't miss.
Like he's like getting better with time. Like it's just
right.
He's crazy.
Yeah, you go back to the Cali Agents days, and you know he was always a beast back then with Rasco, and then you go fast forward to 2021, and it's like he never missed a step. If anything, he's gaining. Yeah.
Yep. Never less a step at all.
And it said here you worked with Westside Gunn and Benny the Butcher, people like that. Was it like on videos? What was the
Westside was we did like a small photo shoot that he had to do for something. I think it was like label related. The photos that we shot of him actually made the Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, nice.
And Benny the Butcher, that was we shot a couple of videos for his the BSF stuff that he was doing. And then the first one we did with him was with Bodie James, the Scrape the Bowl song.
Oh, okay. And I saw in here it said Alchemist too. You worked with him on something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Scrape the Bowl was Alchemist.
Oh, that's what it was. Right. I got you. Right,
yep,
right.
Yep, yep. And we shot a video for Alchemist and Evidence also for a project that they were doing together.
Oh man. Which one was that?
It escapes me right now.
Oh, okay. We can look it up. I'll look it up. I'm sure we can figure it out.
Yeah.
Man. And was this a typo? I saw Will Smith on my notes here. Is that right? You did something with him?
Yeah. I ended up I was working on set of the movie, more or less, but it was the photo shoot for Bad Boys 3.
Oh, wow, man. What was that like?
Yeah, it was crazy. When I got the call, I you know, because they kind of do everything hush, so they didn't really, like, they called me, see if I was available, and didn't say, like, what it was. It was like, yeah, it's a photo shoot for a movie, and I'm like, oh, okay. And so I got there, seeing everything, I'm like, then Martin Lawrence comes out, Will Smith comes out, I'm like, oh, shit. So it was interesting.
I'm guessing the money was pretty good on that one, then.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, like I said, I got the notes from Jerry, who hooked this up, Will Smith was in like the notes. I'm like, what? Wait a minute, because he's like West Side Gunn, Betty the Butcher, like Will Smith. It's like, you know, one of these things doesn't belong here, but it's cool. I mean, he's a legend, but still, I'm just curious. Like, what does that mean? What did he do with Will Smith? That's awesome, man.
Yep, for sure.
Man, yeah, Bad Boys, and I still haven't seen it. I've seen the other two, but I'm definitely sleeping on seeing Bad Boys 3.
Okay, yeah, it was a good movie.
And since you do a lot of videos, I mean, did you have like a video director you've been influenced by, you know, like Hype Williams or somebody like that, or there even movie directors?
Not really influenced by a particular person. I'm just always in love with film, and it kind of just like music. It was like a second love.
Gotcha.
You know, and it was just a natural progression to step in. My partner Tyler, though, he was always shooting videos prior to us. And then when we linked up, you know, we in 2016, that's when we started together. So, you know, even him, he showed me a lot of stuff. And you know.
What are some of your favorite movies? I'm just curious what's caught your attention, even if it's like recent stuff or even going way back?
My top five. It's so many movies, but
I won't put you on the spot with five. But if you got top five, go for it.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs is definitely one.
Well, there you go.
You know, I have to have like the Terminator one. You know, I'm like a super '80s head.
Hey man, I'm in my 40s, so I grew up on that stuff. So I got you.
Yeah, you know, the Predator, Terminator. Like.
Oh, now you're speaking my language. Predator. There you go.
Yeah.
Are you gonna check out that Clarice TV series? It might be out already. I'm not sure.
I'm all over it already.
Okay. Yeah. I think
the second episode was last night. I gotta catch up.
Oh, okay. I definitely like that Hannibal series from a few years back. I couldn't believe they had that on TV. It was so crazy to me.
Yeah, I love how dark it was. I was hoping for more, man. They stopped it, but it was a dope series. It was a dope series.
Yeah, sure. There's always rumors that they might bring it back, but I'm not sure why it hasn't. But yeah, I'm definitely a fan of that show, and yeah, that dude just killed it playing Hannibal.
Yeah, it was dope. Yeah, he did good, and I liked the other guy too because it was like he was cool, and then he just went crazy out of nowhere.
So. Right. And you mentioned B.A. Bad, and he's on a song on here, too. Talk about working with him. You guys go back a bit, you said, right?
Yeah. I go back. Me and him go back. I manage him as well. Good dude. You know, crazy work ethic. And yeah, pretty much the same thing. You know, send him the track. He didn't know who was going to be on it, though.
Oh, right. So,
yeah, you know, most of the people on the project didn't know what was going on. We sent the beats, people selected, some we switched, some remain. This one was one of those where Anakin was on something else and we didn't like how it felt. And then, you know, BBA liked the track and we kind of just, you know, switched things around a bit and it felt right. So, you know.
That's got to be a tough balance too, because if the artist is allowing you to put them on a different track than maybe the one they thought they originally were going to be on, and they got to trust you that you're doing the right thing with the vocals.
Oh, yeah. You know, just keep lines of communication open for as far as that goes, making sure everybody like how their levels sound and stuff like that. But as far as, you know, who and what is, you know, it's, you know.
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody hearing this album not being like, damn, this shit is legit, man. It's just straight grime. That's what I'm feeling. So that's what I really liked about it, man. Salute for this album, no doubt. What's been the reception for it? You said pretty much you've gotten a lot of good vibes about it. People feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, honestly, man. Honestly, yeah. Just real good vibes from it. We put out. We had some merch for it that sold out. We pressed up some CDs. Those sold out in maybe a week. And then, you know, our vinyls are coming soon.
Oh, so, shit. There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, those will be up. And we're getting ready to do a deluxe version, so to speak. And we're going to have that on Bandcamp. We're going to press some more CDs up and do have a deluxe. It's going to be it's going to be the red edition. We're calling it.
Nice. Nice, man. When's that come out? You said you're not sure.
We don't have a date yet, but it'll be up. We're going to try to have that in a vinyl available at the same time.
Got you. Yeah, definitely let me know because I want to cop that because I buy a lot of vinyl, so I'll definitely be copping that from you guys because this album, like I said, it's just a banger, dude, and definitely got to rep this one. For this one, you got to have in a collection, you know, without everybody listening. And when that vinyl drops, go ahead and cop it. Where can people find the album now? It's on Bandcamp, right?
Yes, sir. It's only on Bandcamp. We're just keeping it on there.
That's the best site, man. I'm noticing, like, with artists, I mean, everybody seems to like that one the most.
Yeah, man. You know, that the community, the Bandcamp community is relentless. Like, they definitely support, definitely, you know, of course, if the music is good enough. But I appreciate Bandcamp, man. It has been doing everybody good.
And any more visuals we expect from this album here? I know we got obviously the Ezekiel Flow, that one's got a video, but anything else coming up? Or
not right now, but we may have a few surprises. I'll say that.
There you go. Definitely got to look forward for that. And where can people follow you and everything about the Crux and on social media and everything so they can keep up when you have that possible, I'm doing quotation marks, video maybe in the future?
You know, my socials, IG is I_M_puzzle_, and you can follow Really Him at Really Him with 3 I's on IG, either one of our pages. I have all the information, any details on merch or up and coming stuff. And, you know, you can find the Crux on Bandcamp also.
And the Diggers are on there too. I just started following you guys on Instagram as well. So salute to the Diggers crew.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah, sir. If you need a video, if you need a dope video, holla at us.
There it is, man. Yeah, I like how you guys start the video off with your own little animated, you know, intro there. That's pretty cool how you guys do that for all the videos you guys do.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. You know, branding.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. Man, hey, Puzzle, man, I appreciate you coming on the Infinite Banter podcast. It was an honor. And like I said, the Crux album, for people listening, don't sleep. Go cop that. Go to Bandcamp. Follow these guys on social media. And we're going to play a couple songs in the podcast here. But anything else you want to say about the record before we bounce here?
Man, just, you know, go grab that. It's definitely a collector's piece. I feel like something on there for everybody, from artist to production to just the overall vibe, man. Like, you know, not just saying it just because I'm involved in it. It's a dope project. And really, him really killed the production. So definitely.
Oh, yeah. Before I let you go, I just realized, you know, we had a couple losses in hip hop recently. Wanted to see if you want to give any thoughts on Prince Markie D from the Fat Boys passed away. And, you know, of course, Doom, you know, XC from Houdini. How big of a fan were you of these guys or influenced by either?
Yeah, man. It sucks. I don't. Did they say how Prince Markie died?
Nah, I was looking on there. You know, the crazy thing is today was his birthday too. So that's even, man, more mind blowing. You know, that he passed right before, but they didn't say how he passed. So I don't know if it was COVID or I have no idea. So yeah, they didn't say.
It's bad, and you know, even the worst thing with the death is just like it's so much to where, you know, I don't want to become numb to it, but it's like you almost expect it now, and it's kind of sad, but. I was down, you know, I'm always down, like, hear that. I hate to hear that. So definitely was a Doom fan, you know, Fat Boys, you know, I'm older. So I definitely, you know, Fat Boys was, you know, they're dope.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to have Kool Rock Ski on here last year and talk about the start of the Fat Boys and everything. So yeah, like you said, I'm older too, and I grew up on those guys and Houdini. So when these guys pass, it's just, man, just like another gut punch to, you know, your childhood and growing up and just why we got into this music and this culture, you know?
Yeah. It's sad, definitely, man. You know, prayers to their family and, you know, whoever else lost anybody. Definitely, you know, prayers to you.
No doubt, man. Hey, Puzzle, big up for coming on the show, and we're definitely going to push this Crux album and let heads know about it. And a salute for just, you know, a masterpiece here. Definitely, definitely appreciate it.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate you having me.
No doubt, man.
All right, bro.
Peace. Yeah, really cool talking to Puzzle. And as I said, this album is really good. I hope you guys like it. You heard one song earlier. Here's another one. And when I saw Planet Asia was on here, you know, my eyes got really big. I was like, whoa, let's see. You know, one of my favorite MCs. He's been killing it for a long time. So here we go. Another track off the Crux album. This is Roots of Nazareth on the Infinite Banter podcast from the new album from Really Him and our guest Puzzle. It's called The Crux. You can look for it, find that album. And this track right here is just a straight banger. Planet Asia on this one. It's called Roots of Nazareth on the Infinite Banter podcast.
Stick, I go Congo. When it comes to street shit, I'm on the honor roll. Fly than whoever you know. Futuristic vinyl leader, hustling my transactions, moving slow-mo. The general of the gold chain dojo. The handsome rapper with the nose the size of K Solo. Me killing everything is the best promo. Bitches hopping in my DMs like a bunch of Lolos. You gotta have thick skin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't pitched in. Bubbles in my cup since the clock hit 10. I'm on the block, next day I'm in Berlin. This is real shit, no capping. What happened? I took the show on the road, studied abroad and started across the pond trapping. Eyes bloodshot, feet of brass, hair woolly as the scripture describes my roots in Nazareth. My words shall live forever like Lazarus. My vessel was sent to do divine works in Nazareth. Change.
what's up? This your boy, the legendary Cool Rock Ski from the legendary Fat Boys. I'm here on Infinite Banter, and we're going to rock the house. Yes, sir.
As I talked about earlier in the episode, I did want to pay homage to Prince Marky D, who recently passed away. And the crazy thing is, today's his birthday. This is Friday the 19th, so he died a day before his birthday. It's just crazy. Too young, only 52 years old. Little backstory here. I originally tried to reach out to him to have to come on the podcast. And remember, a couple of times it looked like he was going to do it. We just couldn't get commitments and dates figured out and everything. But there were a couple of times it looked like he was really going to come on. But unfortunately, never did happen. But I did have Cool Rock Ski come on about 14-15 months ago, and he was great. Really told a lot of cool stories about how the Fat Boys got started and their whole career and a lot of other things as well. So what I thought I would do is bring back about 5-6 minutes of various things we talked about and play them for you guys. And as I said before, if you want to hear the whole interview, I mean, this is just a very small portion of it. You know, go back and check it out. I believe it's episode 25. You know, I just really had a blast talking to Cool Rock Ski, and you know, that's my foundation as a kid growing up. When I first saw Crush Groove and started getting into this, you know, Fat Boys, Run DMC, Houdini, LL, Kool Moe Dee, Beastie Boys, UTFO. That's all, you know, the foundation. That's what I got into originally. And they're always, you know, my favorite groups of all time. And the Fat Boys need to be said amongst them because they're just as good as those groups. Really lost another one, you know, a Doom and Ecstasy passing. And it's just tough, man. You know, Prince Marky D was, my name is Mark. So, of course, whenever I heard him rhyme, you know, it kind of related to me a bit. If check his verse on Human Beatbox Part 3 off the Big and Beautiful album. That's one I used to always recite back in the day. I think I was like 10 or 11 years old. But that was like my favorite verse off a song that any of them did. Yeah, just rest in peace, Prince Marky D, man. He was really cool to his fans on Instagram. He's always interactive. Did a lot of IG live stuff. And, you know, he'd shout you out if you asked him a question or just commented or just joined and everything. And he was really cool to me whenever I talked to him and messaging and stuff. But unfortunately, never got a chance to have him on here, a chance to talk to him. But definitely his legacy is cemented. So it's just sad that, you know, of the Fat Boys, there's only one left. Salute to Cool Rock Ski for coming on here. And here we go. Here's Cool Rock Ski talking about lots of things here about the Fat Boys and Prince Marky D. And you'll just hear it. You know, I don't have to say too much. It's set up on its own. But yeah, definitely want to pay homage to Prince Marky D. Rest in peace. Another icon has passed away. But here we go. Here's Cool Rock Ski from the Infinite Banter podcast about 14 months ago, talking about the Fat Boys and Prince Marky D and all that. How did the Fat Boys get together? You know, how did you and Marky D and Buffy, how did you guys meet? And how did the crew, you know, come together as a group?
I would say me and Mark actually knew each other first. We kind of grew up together, same block. I met Buff like around maybe, I would say, 81. I met Mark, me and Mark, we go back to the 70s, you know, so, met Buff like when we turned like teenage, young, you know, preteens, whatever. So that's when I met, you know, we all met up together. We all had a love for hip hop. We had a love for sport and hip hop. So we kind of just was doing both of those, just hip hop and sports together. You know, we played football and we rap, you know. So we just formed a rap group. And, you know, we went on from there.
You know, for a lot of us, the introduction to the Fat Boys is watching the movie Crush Groove. I mean, you had so many legends in that one, you know, like Run DMC and LL. Beasties had a cameo. Yourself, of course, Rick Rubin, Sheila E. Is a lot of that story true about how you guys are called the Disco 3 and then you kind of changed the name? Or how did the name come about? Did you guys have any input in that?
No, we didn't have no input in the name. We wanted to keep the name Disco 3. Matter of fact, I think it was Ad Rock, one of the guys from the Beastie Boys, he wanted us to keep the name. He was like, I wish you guys would have kept the name Disco 3. So many people wanted us to keep that name Disco 3, but the thing was, our manager couldn't market that name. And plus, there was a rap group by the name of the Disco 4. So it was kind of like, you know, we had these elaborate names. We didn't want to have an elaborate name group. So we had like Cool Rock Ski, Prince Marky D, Buff Love, the original Human Beatbox. These are like, you know, crazy big names. We didn't want to have a big, crazy name. So we had a basic kind of name. So we came up with Disco 3. Once the song Fat Boys came out and it was a huge success, our manager said, we got to change our names to Fat Boys because that's the name. I mean, it's a hit song and we should go by that name. So, of course, we fought that and, you know, we fought it. So the record company won, the management won. So, you know, we ran with the Fat Boys. At first, it was Disco 3 / Fat Boys and they just changed it to Fat Boys. So we had a big name changing party at a place called Roseland in Manhattan, New York. And we changed it from Disco 3 to Fat Boy.
And so the name stuck.
But our manager at the time, who wanted to change our name, we didn't want to change it.
So you guys were reluctant at first, but eventually, obviously, the name stuck and worked out for you guys for so many years after.
Yeah, I mean, it became a household name because it kind of just went with everything that you would think of in society. You know, somebody knew somebody who was a fat boy on their block. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a name you couldn't really escape.
That makes sense. Like, I'm sure other people looked at you guys as like inspirational. Like, oh, these guys are—they're speaking my language. They're speaking to me, and I don't feel so bad about, you know, being maybe overweight or something. I always wondered, did you guys—and maybe all of you had a different point of view on this—but did you guys feel like you ever got your proper due? I always feel like when they talk about the greats in hip hop, I don't feel like the Fat Boys get the proper respect. I'm gonna give it to you right here. Give these dudes their props. These are legends in the game. But do you guys ever feel like you got slighted or not, as far as like, you know, getting a proper due for your contributions to the music?
I mean, all the time. I mean, I think like maybe 3-4 years ago, me and Mark was talking about this. We were just talking about our body of work and how much fun we had, just, you know, getting into the hip hop industry. I mean, the music industry and getting into hip hop. And he said, you know what? He said, but at the end of the day, we still don't get our respect. And I said, you know what? The thing is, we get our respect and our props from the right people. I said, for the people that just came along, and you know, MTV sometimes have these panels of 20-something-year-olds, and they say, who's the best MCs and who's the best rap groups? They don't know nothing about no hip hop. I said, so we get our respect from the right people. I said, so when Rolling Stone magazine comes along and they want to do a whole 2-page story about the Fat Boys, that's the right people who know that. That's the people who know their hip hop.
Right, right.
You know, or people like you who know their hip hop. So I want to concern the people who really know hip hop and really know the impact that we had, you know, in hip hop. I'm not concerned with people who just Johnny come alongs, you know, 2 days ago and like, they weren't this and they weren't that. I'm like, well, you don't know. So,
exactly.
You know, I really don't listen to them, you know.
And that's why, you know, before you came on, I played the song Breakdown, and I'm going to play a couple songs later. Just, I wanted to craft it to where people can hear these songs, and like, these guys are not just some novelty act. These dudes were really putting down lyrics and putting out that real hip-hop music from back then. And for you guys to be on stage at Run DMC and Houdini, I mean, it wasn't like you guys are just some slouches that they put on stage. You had to bring it, like you said.
Yeah, and you had to sell records back then. You see, I look at a lot of this stuff now, and me and this guy was arguing the other day, and he was telling me, it's not like it was back in the day. You know, you don't have to sell 100,000 copies in the first week. And, you know, you could sell 11,000, and it could be successful. And I said, let me tell you this, if you sold 11,000 copies in the first week back when we were rapping, you would have no rap career. The label would kick you off. That's a flop. Nowadays, it's acceptable. And I said, you're talking about a gold record, and you're like, well, you know, 200,000 copies for an entire album for the whole year, that's good. I'm like, dude, I mean, you know how hard it was to go gold each right. album, then platinum? I mean, it's hard to do that back then because you didn't have the media outlets you have now. You didn't have the masters who know what hip-hop is. So you had to sell this to people. You had to get in a car and drive around and sell this music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, you get online and just put your product on iTunes, and, you know, that's it. You got to hit or, you know, get a YouTube channel. You really had to go out there and do the footwork, and you really had to sell the product. And, you know, 23,000 copies in the first week is not acceptable for a label that's putting behind all this money.
Right.
So, but I guess it is now, you know.
Was there a song or verse that always stood out to you that you guys did, or you personally?
I think Mark's verse when he came on Can You Feel It? Hey, Cooling out the gym, standing on the wall, and it's time to get steady and on the ball. You know,
right.
He just came on. I mean, his verse just came on like as a matter of fact kind of rap. It wasn't like he had an intro. He just came right in. So, like, now you're cooling out. Like, he picked off on from a conversation he was having with me or something. Now you're cooling out of jam standing all over the wall. I mean, Can You Feel It's one of my favorite songs we ever did.
This is Infinite Banner Radio, the dopest podcast for that ass. And I'm Cool Kim, a.k.a. NY Orla Ideal, with that demo music. Yeah.
after you listen to the Infinite Banter podcast. Do not forget to go listen to the Nameless and Unfamous podcast.
I'd like to introduce you to the guys. Meet Russ.
So real quick, guys, follow us on Twitter at @NAU_podcast and on IG at Nameless and Unfamous. Use the hashtag Nameless and Unfamous. Email the show.
We'll send you a sheet of our new POG giveaway.
This is Clark.
We may or may not have shot off illegal fireworks. May or may not. Just how about this? Everything I say, there's a may or may not in front of.
Aw, of course, Rojo.
That's right, it's Random Ass News, as we always love to bring you the most random, crazy stories. Florida man, angry over gift shop's mask rule, exposes himself in front of children.
And well, you have to watch out what you say around ADM.
Okay, I just have you guys know this has 5% alcohol in it, okay?
Russell, it might have 5% alcohol, but you are 100% bitch.
What's your name?
Thank you. What's my name?
What's the name of our podcast? Wait. Nameless and Unfamous.
Internationally known to roam in your zone. This is your boy, Music G.
This is your man, Mr. Hooper, repping the 916.
And we about to draw Jack on this show with DJ Soundwave.
Infinite banter. Bantering on to the break of dawn.
Bong.
Time for you to leave, asshole.
That is Kirk Acevedo telling me it's time to get out of here, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. Once again, big shout out to Puzzle. Appreciate him coming on. Check out that album, The Crux, Puzzle and Really Him, and a lot of good guest features on that. We'll leave you with one last song here before we go, but definitely check out that album. It is a straight banger. Definitely like that grimy, you know, kind of underground sound, and these guys are not messing around with that. And again, rest in peace to Prince Marky D, another icon gone. I forgot to mention the last episode I did, you know, Natural Butch Reed, a wrestler who I also grew up watching, passed away as well, so don't want to forget to mention him as well. Just too many to name. It's getting to a point where I can't even keep up. There's just been so many that have passed on in the last couple months here. It's devastating, man. Rest in peace, Prince Marky D, and a salute to Cool Rock Ski for coming on here, and I hope he's doing okay, and everybody who knew Prince Marky D are affected by this, as well as the fans. All right, that's it. So I do another episode, a little teaser. I got a Walking Dead feature coming up in one of the next episodes I'm doing here. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I appreciate everybody for listening. Check out the show on all digital platforms. Go on YouTube. Type in Infinite Banter. Look up clips from the past shows, past guests. Go on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review the show. Let me know what you think. And follow the show on all social platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, @InfiniteBanter. All right, appreciate it again. Once again, salute to my man Puzzle. Let's leave you one last song from The Crux. This is Rare Moments featuring my man Moff, who's been on the show before, of course, Adonis and 448 Brad. This right here, Rare Moments from The Crux album. And until I do another one of these, I'm out.
Hey, asshole, get off the road.
Why are they doing all this?
Our soul.
Yo, sold some drugs a day in Bitcoin too. Playing a game of life like these crackers do. Crash your coupe after niggas blast that chew. Call that one, needed that round two. Ooh, call it the last dance. I'm Phil Jackson. I show up, run plays and make shit happen. Really out in traffic, phones getting action. Rappers got me laughing, all this goon and trap shit. Investing automatics, it's a lot of static. Out collecting cabbage off of people habits. Far from average, I'm dumb nights. Your bitch sneaking out, fun nights. Body on a hammer, cheaper gun price. Can get away with it if it's done right. They gave Kite 40, right? Fuck the motherfucking judge, make that cracker eat a snub.
Killing rappers for 10 years, just about to pay off. Smoking in cases, bomb liable to blow your face off. Mr. Skywalker in a top fighter over quasars. Scheme harder than Madoff, outcome was the playoffs. Northside Knight Rider, niggas all liars. I'm stirring niggas up, if he thirsty I might tie him. Spray Pam in a pan on a nigga, then get the frying. Hit the connect, I'm gripping the tech, then get the sliding. Ice been in my veins just like the ninth grade. Fuck bitches, get paid. MOB the only way. Was praying for brighter days. Fiends was lighting up the beige. Chasing one, he got away. I catch him, I'ma fry his egg. I might have to burn the toast. That's just the way the story go. We out here with the weed and though. You niggas never keeping though. He smoking on a poof pack. I drift but never lose track. Your album had to snooze that on me where yo ho choose at.
Living dangerously like bounty killer.
the Graham sorta. Feeling like the transporter, killing out the Audi killer. The Christian LeBowman killer, food fountain filler. Like your favorite rapper without the filler. Run out of villa, still a move a mountain, run a quarter miller. Shit the mill, niggas never seen this type of money, so I doubt they feel us. It's the illest, killers, slash drug dealers. Running through this bread for when the bad bugs bit us. Bust one of you niggas' heads, tell the feds come get us. Over something a nigga said, then the lead come with it. When you cut off a nigga head, then the lead come with it. Don't sell them whole, I want it all stretched. I just met my goals and raised the far step. Got them across, I need to farm next.
Their power would be a mysterious substance called Vril. They also believed that one day they would take over the world.
Being on the Infinite Banner with my man Mark has been a pleasure.